Translation. My dear King Parikshit, I have now described the wonderful power of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contamination of Kali Yuga, and they never see bad dreams. We will read the next verses and purport. Text 15. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and in particular the Brahmana Vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the words Yatan Kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way, with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadeva Goswami, one of the Mahajanas, or authorities. He says, Yatanu Kirtayanti, one should recite the mantra as it is, without deviation, for then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadeva Goswami especially recommends that those who are Brahmanas, Shuchaya, recite all those mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities, at night we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthira was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service. From devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, dusvapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions, he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation. The next verses. O best of the Kuru dynasty, the supreme personality of Godhead, the super soul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. The supreme personality of Godhead said, "Freed from all sinful reactions are those who rise from bed at the end of night, early in the morning, and fully concentrate their minds with great attraction upon my form." Your form, that means Gajendra's form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the three peaks of Trikuta Mountain made of gold, silver and iron, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island Svetadvip, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Srivatsa, the Kaustubha gem, my Vaijayanti garland, my club Kaumodaki, my Sudarshan disc and Panchajanya conchal, my bearer Garuda, the king of the birds, my bed, Shesha Naga, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha, my unlimited all auspicious activities, which yield piety to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkara, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashyapa, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Sarasvati, Nanda, and Yamuna, Kalindi, the elephant Airavata, Dhruva Maharaj, the seven rishis, and the pious human beings. My dear devotee, and to those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after giving this instruction, the Lord, who is known as Rishikesh, bugled with his Panchajanya conchal, in this way pleasing all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma. Then he mounted the back of his carrier Garuda. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. This verse speaks about how to get rid from bad dreams. Any of you has bad dreams sometimes? Sometimes nightmares? This can be taken in the literal sense, or can be taken also in the more deep sense of material existence being a bad dream or a nightmare. We're experiencing sometimes a life in this world as a nightmare. Does that happen sometimes to you? Sometimes a period of very heavy sufferings come one after another. Sometimes we hear that miseries come to us at once. A dear person dies, then another dear person dies, then we become very physically ill. We are mentally very disturbed because it is very difficult to cope with the two deaths we are grieving, and we are experiencing physical illness. Our mind is disturbed. We thought we could take shelter of Krishna. We thought we were very advanced devotees, but we realize we are not as advanced as we were thinking we were. And then we pray to Krishna, please, my Lord, get me out of here. Isn't it? So Gajendra, the king of the elephants, he also experienced a nightmare when he was fighting the crocodile for 1,000 years. Can you imagine being fighting for 1,000 years, non-stop? It's something very, very difficult, very intense. And Srila Prabhupada many times in this regard will say that actually Krishna certifies that the material world is a place of suffering. Krishna didn't promise anything else. He may cheat in other occasions for the purpose of Leela, but he will not cheat for the purpose of Siddhanta, for the purpose of teaching the conditioned souls what to do and how to go back to him. He may tell the inhabitants of Vrindavan, I'm coming back very soon, and then he doesn't come back so soon, or he appears not to come back so soon. That's his lila. He does it in order to increase their feelings of love for him. But in terms of communicating the message to wake up the conditioned souls, he is very clear. And he certifies that the material world is a place of suffering. It is not a place to be for long. And we are here for so long. And as Srila Prabhupada explains in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the second chapter, in the commentary to the verse Srimvatam Svakata Krishna, about hearing about Krishna, that the Lord is more eager to take us back home, back to Godhead, that we are willing to. Even when we chant Hare Krishna, many times we are distracted. Isn't it? We're chanting, but we're thinking of so many personal things. We're serving the Lord, but we have many other interests. I'm talking in general. Don't say you. I say in general. We tend to, even if we want to become pure devotees, or we are practicing the process of pure devotional service, still the tendency is to go astray. Like driving a car with a broken direction. Did you experience that? Did you ride on a car where the direction was not totally straight? And what does the driver has to do all the time? Bring it back. Bring it back. And therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, whenever and wherever the mind goes astray due to its flickering nature, we should bring it back to the control of the self. So, but actually it is not a process, it is not something we can do by our own endeavor. Our endeavor can help us a little bit. Yoga and Sankhya, philosophy and self-discipline can help us to come closer to Krishna. They can be instruments that we can use in the service of the Lord. But ultimately we depend on the mercy of the Lord. And therefore, here the blessing is given that we need to hear about the pastimes of the Lord on a daily basis, starting early in the morning. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much the morning program. If we read Srila Prabhupada's letters and lectures, we will see he emphasizes hearing and chanting in the morning and in the evening. But he especially emphasizes chanting in the morning, because that will dictate what our consciousness will be for the day. Or we can say will influence our consciousness for the day. So the blessing here is given that if we hear how the Lord rescue the king of the elephants when he was experiencing his nightmare of fighting over 1,000 years with a crocodile, and Prabhupada compares the crocodile to the crocodile of Maya. You may remember that in this section we find that famous purport after one of the leaders in the movement, who was GVC and Sannyasi, gave up his commitments for some period. Later on he came back. How Srila Prabhupada says that so we should fight the crocodile of Maya from wherever we feel strong to do it. It doesn't matter what is the ashram. We can do it as a sannyasi, because in that case he's commenting how one should not give up. Even if a sannyasi feels embarrassed that he is not able to maintain his vows, he still should continue fighting the crocodile of Maya from the Grihastha ashram. One can fight from the Grihastha ashram, from the Brahmachari ashram, it doesn't matter. The important principle is to hear and chant about the glories of the Lord. And generally for that we do not need to change our external situation. It is something available for each and everyone without any discrimination. And the success is guaranteed for whoever will do that. This is the blessing given here. All the bad dreams will disappear. And not just the little bad dreams within the real bad dream. Material existence is compared to dreaming at night. That question is presented in the Bhagavatam several times. For example, Maharaj Parikshit asked the famous question about the fall of the jiva. How come if we are transcendental, if we are pure, how come that we become involved with material existence. We are eternal. How can we become temporary? How is it possible? An eternal being adopting an experience of beginning and end. When we read in Bhagavad Gita, na jayate mriyate vakadachin, nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuya. There is no beginning nor end for the soul. And then the answer is generally the same answer is given. It is the answer of the dream. It is like, this is given by Shukadeva Goswami, and also later on we find it in the third canto. Lord Kapiladev also gives this similar answer, that it is as a person who is dreaming, that person is seeing himself in the dream, but actually he is both the observer and the experiencer of the dream. So similarly, we are experiencing life in this way. We see ourselves, we can look at ourselves, isn't it? Many times we don't look at ourselves objectively, but we can observe ourselves to the best of our ability. And we also are experiencing what's happening in the dream so intensely that we cannot cope with it many times. And then it becomes a nightmare. So this is the experience in this material world. And the good news we find in the Bhagavatam again and again is that simply by hearing about the glories of the Lord, we feel relief from all the material sufferings. We just hear patiently, with attention, with devotion, in good company, in the association of devotees, and then we feel relief from all suffering. Srila Prabhupada says in the fourth canto, at least during the time we are hearing, at least at that moment. And generally it goes beyond that moment, because it helps us to wake up from the sleepy condition of life. And then when we wake up, as soon as we wake up from the nightmare, then we are free. Sometimes we experience the attack of ghost. I was told sometimes they say here at the manor there are also some ghost stories. We have them also in all the big places, in New Brajamandala, in Spain, and also in Radhadesh, in the castle. We have some ghost stories. And we can be free from the influence of the ghost as soon as we wake up and chant the holy name. Isn't it? And that's my experience. I don't know what's yours. But we wake up in the night, we just chant, and we are free from. We don't have to remain there. We don't have to go back to it. If we continue sleeping, we don't need to. Sometimes we are so haunted that we feel we are being forced to that experience. But actually, we don't need to do it. And that's something that it's important for us to take the determination that I don't need this. We need Krishna. We don't need anything else. Or whatever we need, at least should be in connection to Krishna. In the conditioned state of existence, due to our present self-identity, identification with the body and the mind, we may have other needs, and therefore Srila Prabhupada in his books speaks about our psychophysical nature, and we should be situated according to or we should serve according to our psychophysical nature, which is our natural inclination, what we are able to do nicely, where we feel stronger to fight the crocodile of Maya. So that's there, but ultimately what we need is just to wake up. And therefore the transcendental sound is the process given to help us to wake up. In the same way that we wake up in the morning, especially by sound. Some people don't wake up even with sound. Confirm. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So, and if we need further help, therefore the association of devotees is there to help us. If we are stuck, we can approach a devotee and get help from that devotee. A devotee we feel confident will be there for us and will support us in whatever we are going through. This is the process of devotional service. It's very blissful. Sometimes the challenge, perhaps, I was writing recently, last time I was here, I think it was 1 year and a few months ago, and I spoke about, if I remember correctly, or maybe it was 2 times back, I spoke about the dissertation I wrote about on Sannyasi Niskan. I'm finishing now a chapter before publishing it, and I take the opportunity to ask for your blessings so that it can happen this year. I would like to publish it this year. And this new chapter was to make it more, like to give some positive suggestions for the movement, for like some food for thought that we can reflect on and see how we can improve things. Particularly this is focus on the Sannyasa Ashram. So one of the points that came up was while writing, this was sometimes when you speak and or you write about Krishna or about something related to Krishna's service, Krishna reveals things. And one of the misconceptions that came up during the dissertation was the misconception of the infallibility of the self. We may think that because we are Krishna's devotees, we are automatically infallible. And certainly we are, in as much as we are surrendered unto Krishna. But it is Krishna who is infallible, and we become infallible when Krishna chooses to protect us. But actually, if we think we are infallible, particularly by taking, we accept the Sannyasa order of life, and we think we are infallible, this is actually a misconception coming from the Mayavada school, who addresses each other with the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya, chanted in a different attitude than Vaishnavas will sing it. So Vaishnavas will sing this mantra to offer obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to glorify Him, to express gratitude to Him, to pray for His blessings, to call out to Him in moments of need, in moments of difficulty. But impersonalists will chant that mantra to offer offer respect to someone else as God with the idea that I'm also God. So you are God, I'm also God. So a Vaishnava misconception of that principle is thinking that I have become infallible by renouncing the world. But actually, the only achyuta is the Supreme Lord. The devotees, even the devotees of Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan, they pray to Krishna in moments of difficulty because they know they are not infallible. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Oh Krishna, you have powerful arms. Please save us from this fire, this forest fire. Please save us from this rain. Please rescue us from this nightmare we are experiencing. So we need to take shelter of Krishna. So this principle came up. That's one element. And then another point that came on in my personal reflections, based also on the feedback I got from many senior devotees I interviewed and many other devotees, something that's problematic and that we may need to reflect in terms of the organizational culture, the culture we have in ISKCON, is the providing the space for personal sharing of whatever we are going through, whatever it is, that we can share it very openly. I don't mean with each and every one at every moment, but I mean with particular devotees we feel comfortable to share without feeling threatened that it's going to be used against ourselves. So that's a very important principle. And we should see how to create in our communities such a supportive environment that any devotee, whatever he or she goes through, can feel secure, can feel that he's not going to be put down, whatever that challenge or that. Generally, we don't get put down when we go through peak experiences, but we go through low experiences. If we share them, we may feel I will be put down because I'm sharing that. Isn't it? I mean, sometimes I talk from personal experience. I talk from the experiences of others. So that's a very important principle. So basically, how to wake up from the nightmare, here the message is given, hearing and chanting about how the Lord rescues his devotees in the association of devotees. So that's the crucial solution. And continue in the association of devotees whatever we experience. Take shelter of the devotees in the worst possible moments, because the devotees are Krishna's representatives. Sometimes we cannot see Krishna. Even sometimes we may go in front of the Lord and it may be difficult for us to see him because our vision is tainted with material perception, especially if we are done. We talk to Krishna, but we feel dry. We may not see him. But the devotees, we can get Krishna's help by approaching a devotee, by taking shelter of such a devotee. And therefore, Sadhu Sangha is emphasized as the best process, especially in the age of Kali. So the book Bhagavata, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the devotee Bhagavata, these are the solutions for all the problems. These are the panacea for the problems of life. Ultimately, like the root cause of the problems is cut off by the process of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. Thank you very much for listening patiently. If you like to make comments or questions, you can do it.